Oh, hello and welcome to another edition of the Triple M Rush Hour, back 3 to 4 each day, Monday to Friday. And joining me this week, family, I tell you, while Louis on holiday rebuilding his magnificent body, is an Adelaide boy and South Australian and former Australian cricketer, superstar Gregory Scott Blewett. G'day, Blue. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Jars.
Welcome, Blue.
Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah, looking forward to the week, Jars. Big week for me, actually. We've got the Shield game starting tomorrow, so I'll be down there with the boys. We train today as well, yep. So I just have to rush up in the afternoon and come up here and
what's the deck give like? You some we're going to do a bit of a cricket chat, but just quickly, what's the deck like down at Adelaide Oval?
It's a little bit more moisture in it than what Hoffy normally has. He's the curator.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Damien Hoff. So with a little bit of a 50-50 toss,
okay.
Jars.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about cricket. We've got $1,000 to give away thanks to our friends from Auto Masters. G'day, Sean Craig, man.
Hello,
good to see
mate.
You. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been here. You haven't been here, remember?
Yeah.
I've been bunkered down. Now, just while we're off air, I'm disappointed in the information I've received about you, young man. You love your weather.
Love my weather.
Now, you know that I'm the weatherman here at Triple M. I take pride in giving the weather out.
Can we both be weathermen?
No.
Is there
no.
room for both
There's
of us?
There's only one. There's only one, and that's me.
All right. Well, hang on.
And the girl in the news report did 4 weather reports.
No,
she needs to be clipped.
Being a cricketer and loving my golf, I'm following.
All right.
Well,
tell us what's going to happen tonight then.
The call change is just about to hit in the next hour or so, and we'll probably get 3 to 10 mil tomorrow with a top of 18. What else do you want to know?
Right, eh?
What about you, Jazz? When's the rain coming?
Just batten down the hatches tonight. Get your pets and wildlife indoors. Buddy important. Look after the elderly, because she's coming, baby.
That was last
she's
night.
She's coming, baby. I'm telling you right now.
All broke loose last night.
Hey, plenty to get through. We've got a cracking show for the next hour. Treads will come in.
Mm-hmm.
Young Treads, Warren Treadray, will give us the latest on the trade.
Difficult to follow.
I know.
Jars.
I know. It's happening by the second. So we'll give you he'll give us an update on Chad Wingard and the Ryan Burton exchange. Mm-hmm. Jake Kelly from the Crows maybe moving on to the Collingwood Football Club. So we'll ask him all those questions.
Yep.
$1,000 away. I've got a couple of stories to tell you. You've got some stuff to tell me about cricket.
Yes.
And I'm going to jump on the bandwagon, and I'll let the family know just before 4 o'clock. All right. I've jumped on and off the Adelaide United. Have not sure.
You have. Yep.
All right. But I've got someone I'm going to jump on. I'm going to stay with him. So I'll tell you about that just before 4.
Okay.
133-53 is our number. Give us a call.
That's very cagey like that. It's the
rush hang
hour.
On. Charles
George
Louis.
Is leaving Triple M.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren. Because I'm Warren. Warren. Gary Treadray.
I'm sorry. I've got a good tan.
G'day, Trez. Welcome.
We're
all
boys.
Back. We're all back from holidays. Bluey, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Good to
That's
be here.
Trez, Bluey, Trez.
Yeah,
we
met before.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Hey, many times.
Plenty happening. Now, I've had a couple of weeks off, obviously, just to refocus and re-energise this magnificent physique that I've got. But this trade, I'm a bit like Blue. I'm a bit lost what's happening out there. Before we get into the nitty-gritty with Chatty Wingard and young Ryan Burton, just quickly explain to the family out there about how this trade works, because
we've got ages.
Sheepers.
We'll take up the
Try
full
and
hour.
Dumb it down for the family.
Well,
what does it mean?
I think at the end of the day, go and look at NFL. If you want to learn about AFL, that's exactly what we're doing,
yeah,
Louis,
that's right.
And Jars, because not only did we have to trade right now, and people sit back, and I know you weren't here last week, you boys. The fact's over, everyone goes, Pittard, he went for next to nothing. Well, that was a salary dump.
Mm.
So what's happening now is gone are the days you have to trade a player for another player or a pick from a club or a pick for a pick.
Mm-hmm.
You're now able to trade a player and get nothing in return and just dump their salary and protect underspend, which means that rule, if you pay less on your cap, you can go over your cap. It's really complex. And God help the person at the AFL who's tracking where these picks are gone. Because even we see this period, it's going to finish at 8:30 tonight in prime time on Wednesday, right? The trade period.
Yeah.
But picks can be traded, not players. Picks can be traded up until the night of trade of the draft. It's out of control. It is brilliant. I love the fact that it's really interesting because go back 5 years, unless a pick was heavily weighted one team's way, no one did a deal. So I like the fact that there's plenty showing out there. People can now look for things. There's a real big game going on about this Wingard and Burton deal, boys.
Mm. Yep.
Because there's been reporting out of Melbourne that Port insisted on Burton.
Right.
Jason Cripps has gone on Trade Radio today and said 100% we didn't ask for him. He was offered to us and pick 15 first up. I can tell you there were two conversations with Ryan Burton.
Mm.
He's in Las Vegas
yeah, yeah.
with his partner.
Yeah.
having a holiday, gets a phone call from the coach out of the blue saying, we've messed up. Sorry, mate. We've put you on the trade table. Imagine what you're
this
doing.
This is Clark,
eh? After you're told you're not getting traded. Yeah. Like, and you're sitting there going, what's going on? Oh, no, no. It's a mix-up between list management. It now looks like he was sussing him out. Then says, no, you're all happy to stay. Yeah. That's good. We don't want to move you.
You're on board.
2 hours later, go back. We've had a list management decision. You're up for trade and we want to get Chad Wingo.
But that's why I want this to be the last time we talk about player loyalty towards clubs, players wanting to be one club, players, all that sort of stuff, when this sort of thing happens. Because
this kid committed last year, three-year deal.
That's right, through to 2020.
And he's not Sam Mitchell, who's had a stellar 300-game career, or Luke Hodge, or Jordan Lewis, or anything like that. I think they were ahead of the curve managing
that. There must be
a
knock on him.
He's had a knee injury.
Yeah, but there must be a knock on him.
The knock on him is that he's had a knee injury when he was young, and that's why
he plays. There's got to be a knock on him, the way he plays.
Yeah, but you can't finish. What did he finish? Third in the best and fairest 2 years ago,
and had a poor year? There's been some criticism about his intensity at the contest from time to time.
Yeah, but geez.
Is that fair?
Yeah, but the same bloke they're going after has had that criticism too.
Ah, good point.
Chad Wingard?
Yeah, good point.
And on a lot more money too.
Good point.
Only 21 years of age too, Ryan Burton. I like the way he moves. So,
does he want to come to Port?
My understanding is if he can get a bit more years on it, he
wants
look at it.
Longer tenure he's got two more dollars. Yeah,
yeah. Well, he's going to get it. But the bit here is, they are that desperate on getting Wingard. Yeah. I looked at the first deal with pick 15 and Burton.
Yeah,
and I said, subject to a medical, I rang a couple of mates at Port Adelaide, said, do the deal tomorrow.
I thought that was a good deal.
It is. And Wingo wants to go.
Yeah, he's out.
He's been that temperamental down there.
Has he lost the respect of his former teammates?
Yes. He's been that temperamental. He says, I'm out. I want to be out. He wanted Port to say they're going to trade him. They said, we want to keep you.
Yep.
So now the Hawks have to get him out. So that pick, it may be that deal, but I suspect that there'll be actually maybe some third or fourth round picks that they're going to use for next year for young Meadie's son and also Peter Burgle and son are the ones that are looking towards a father-son pick.
Ported you for some father-son. Sugar Daddy, before we let you go, could the Crows lose Jake Kelly to Collingwood? Is that the intel you're hearing?
Well, that was reported during the week.
He may be leaving the Adelaide Crows.
It was a late second round pick.
I know.
That's overs.
Correct.
Yeah, Adelaide would do that deal tomorrow, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Because Kelly found himself on the outer.
He was a fringy type player.
Yeah, at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Also, too, I've got some concerning things.
We're only an hour show. Kick with
you. Yeah, that's all right. What were you doing sitting on your couch this morning while I walked past? Walking the dog?
Past with your lovely partner. Yeah.
Down at Henley. Yeah,
and old Jabba the Hutt sitting on the couch.
The Ponderosa.
Waving.
Oh, hang on.
Was it?
Have you dropped a bit or put on a bit?
Well, no.
I thought his windows look clean. He'll be spewing on this northerly breeze and the dust.
I wasn't happy.
Did he have the hands down the trackies and all that sort of look?
No, the slip up. Buzz so off. It must have been there.
I was on the bloody phone.
Doing what?
I'm networking.
Don't
worry. There's a few things happening. Good to catch up, champ.
Yeah, great.
See you end of the week.
Where's Louis?
He's away.
Is he coming back?
Probably getting his teeth fixed, eh? God bless him. Yeah, he'll be back next week. Oh, thanks, Trez. Catch
good
you
on
later,
you,
mate.
See you, boys.
Now, Jars.
Yes, please.
2 weeks off.
Mm.
You feel you're up and about.
Oh, I am.
Which is good.
Mm.
Now, my intel was
that
during those 2 weeks you were going to head overseas.
Yeah.
Italy was mentioned.
Mm.
Didn't go.
No.
Too many things to do back here, jobs.
Yep, absolutely.
You're under the pump.
Yeah.
Big list.
Not so much under the pump.
But you had things to do during those 2 weeks, right?
There was a list that needed to be done around the establishment.
Right.
As you know, football season takes up all your time besides your work. Mm. And I thought, well, now we've got no more football. It's all done and dusted. We're getting into our cricket season.
Yes. Hang on. What? But what time do you have to be in at work?
Oh, well, when I'm called in,
so
roughly around,
five to three. What do you mean there's no time for the jobs outside of? Anyway, so you had your lovely wife, Marion, created a list
just to get
for you
it,
to
get
do
us
during the
yeah,
2 weeks.
Just get us up and about early.
Right. So?
Well, where's this coming from?
No.
I thought we were going to talk sport.
We are.
Look, let's just say that it fell through. Let's just say that the jobs that were meant to be done fell over. Out of the 11 jobs that were meant to be completed within 2 weeks, one got done.
Was that the major job?
Not really. It was the cheap one. Now,
well, what'd you do for 2 weeks?
I bunkered down.
Yeah.
I bunkered down. Don't worry about that. So, look, I've created a bit of a mess because now I've got to get these jobs done before we start footy pre-season.
Mm.
So there's no time left.
Well,
the clock's ticking.
There's all of the morning.
Blue.
There's all of the morning. The weather's good coming up.
Jobs. Isn't there people that can do that for me? Do I need to go and source these jobs out?
Yeah, delegate.
You reckon?
Delegate.
My brother's a gardener.
Just give me, well, what was...
Darren Robert Jarman's a gardener. And I just need him to do me hedges. Oh, no. That'll cost you. Should you charge your brother to do jobs around the house?
Work, mate. If that's his job,
What? So
if that's
I've got
job,
to pay my brother?
If he's coming
buzz
over...
Buzz off, I'm not paying my brother to go and do my hedges.
If he's coming over to do your gardens, he could be out doing someone else's
cash
and getting...
He wants cash up
front. That's right. Well, that's fair enough.
Buzz off.
That's fair enough.
You do it because it's your brother. It's family.
Come
on, Blue.
You're impacting his income.
That's one of the jobs that need to be done.
Right.
The edges.
What did you do? What was the job? What was the one job that you did?
Where's my list?
What you don't know? What you don't know
you're
the
not.
Job that you did
what'd
finish?
You call me then? What'd you call me then?
I said, you're not. You haven't got it,
have
you?
I've lost my bloody list.
This whole thing doesn't even have a tag, does it?
Oh, no, he's
not
gone.
At all. Not at all. So Blue, I just, yeah. Was it the pool? Shit. I've got to get it done, mate.
You'll get it done.
I do apologise to all the men out there that take pride in looking after their home. So I've got to knuckle down.
Did you train hard, though, those 2 weeks? Did you keep up with the boxing? Because you're on a bit of a...
No, not necessarily, no.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I told you, I bunkered down for 2 weeks.
Just did nothing.
No phones.
Didn't get
no
out of the house.
No computers. Just tried to find myself, because I've got to make sure I'm up and about for the rest of the year.
Did you find the list while you were trying to find yourself?
I didn't, Sean, no. All I saw was the quiz questions. That's what I saw.
Yeah, quiz is coming up next. Nice segue. Quiz coming up next.
Thanks,
quiz with no name. $1,000, thanks to Automasters, 1-333-53.
Yes, let's give away $1,000 thanks to our very good friends, Automasters, have been wonderful supporters on the Quiz with No Name Blue.
I'm looking forward to this.
Sean Craig Murphy does the questions. Are you confident, Sean, about Monday's questions?
Yeah, look, I test him on Tani, who's new producer, who's sitting in. And
doing a terrific job.
Got about 4 out of 10.
Which, okay, yeah. Well, let's go to Daniel of Tanunda. G'day, Daniel, son. Welcome.
G'day there. How are you?
Oh, hang on. You know the rules, mate. What are the rules? Hello, Jars. Hello.
Oh, g'day, Jars. G'day, Bluey.
Yes.
Yeah, good boy.
G'day, Daniel.
Mate, you feeling confident for a Monday?
Oh, not too bad. Driving home from work, and I thought, bugger it, I'll call in and have
good
a crack.
Good boy. All right. Nice. We got 60 seconds. You got 10 questions, all right? If you hesitate, use pass. If you make sure the tough questions, you use the Automasters. You've only got one today, all right, my friend?
No worries. Let's do it.
All right. Good luck, mate. Over to you,
all right.
Blue.
Ready to go, Daniel?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, mate. Here we go. Who won the NBL game between the 36ers and the Kings on the weekend?
36ers.
What day this week does the AFL trade period finish?
Pass.
What sporting event involving Australia is happening in Abu Dhabi from tomorrow?
The Test match cricket.
What state did the Everest racing event take place in on the weekend?
Sydney. New South Wales.
Yep.
Which country won the third test of the Constellation Cup yesterday?
New Zealand.
Okay, what sport does redback Lloyd Pope play?
Cricket.
Which AFL team does Chad Wingard currently play for?
Sorry, repeat?
Chad Wingard, who does he play for currently?
Port Power.
True or false, Greg Blewett plays sample football for Central Districts Footy Club. True or false?
Automasters.
Name the Aussie sporting coach has the nickname JL.
Justin Langer.
Who are Adelaide United playing in their opening A-League game this Friday? Quick.
Sydney.
Yeah. And what sport, what day this week does the AFL trade period finish? What?
Wednesday.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Hang on. Analyzing now.
Let's just check, Daniel.
Hold your powder.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Correct.
Oh, they haven't given it to him, Jazz.
Nine.
It's too late.
It was too slow. That last one was...
So...
That could be tough.
Can we replay that? Because I thought he got the question in before the buzzer went. the number two question.
Okay, this come on, boys. This you only gave me one on
this, this is, okay, here's a replay. Here's a replay, okay? Wednesday.
Did it? Did it flat, Tardy? Okay. No,
bad luck.
Bad luck, Daniel.
Okay, no
ruthless,
worries.
Ruthless, absolutely ruthless. You know what? You're a tight ass, Shawnee. What's he won,
he
Blue? Did,
well, he
What's
wins he, a, won, he my friend? Wins a double pass to the Australian Supercross Championship at Gilman Speedway, 20th of October. Book your tickets now at trybooking.com. So there you go, Daniel.
Well played, Daniel.
Now, the Automasters was interesting. So the only question he didn't quite know the answer to was number 8, true or false? Bluey, can you tell us what that one was?
Oh, that is false. I'd barrack for the Mighty Bulldogs, but I've never played for them.
Nah, weren't good enough?
Nah.
Yeah, you're a cricketer.
Nah, that's right.
That was a great effort, Daniel, from Tenanda.
He's
very,
gone.
Very stiff. I know he's gone, I've but very, very stiff.
Just in case he swears.
I'm going to listen to that. I'm going to go ahead and listen. All right.
You've got to Ford, switch and save at Automasters on your servicing and repairs. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. So much going on in cricket at the moment. Bluey and Charles are going to dissect it next. Triple M with a rush hour. Louis out, Bluey in. Dale Lewis is out this week. He's back next Monday. Greg Blewett in replacing Dale Lewis. With Jars, Andrew Jarman, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Good on you, Shawnee. Now, Blue, let's talk some cricket.
Yes.
The Redbacks start their first Shield game against New South Wales at Adelaide Oval, 10:30. And then we'll talk a little bit about the Australian cricket side's second test against Pakistan. Some exciting news for the Redbacks?
Yeah, well, Lloyd Pope is... probably going to play his, well, I mean, if New South Wales are listening to this, I probably shouldn't give the team away, but it's fair to say 18-year-old leg spinner Lloyd Pope is going to make his first class debut tomorrow.
This was because the young lad that made some exciting news last summer?
Yeah, that's right. In the World Cup, the Under-19 World Cup in New Zealand, he got 8 wickets against the Poms. I think, from memory, I reckon Australia were bowled out for 109 or something like that, and then he bowled England out. Literally by himself. So he is an exciting prospect. He's a fine young man. So he's I coach the state under 19, so he's still in my squad, but he's with the Redbacks now. But he's very impressive. Very impressive. So that is exciting tomorrow that he's on debut. There's 4 quicks in that 12, the SA of names. So you would think that one of those quicks will be 12th man. Yep. And Cameron Valenti is in the side as well. He's an all-rounder. So a bit of a change for the Redbacks this season, playing an all-rounder at 6 or 7 and just playing the extra bowler. So I think that's the right way to go. A little bit more attacking and just placing a little bit more emphasis on the top 5 batsmen.
No Alex Carey.
No, him and Adam Zampa have on the plane, or they'll probably be there already, actually, in Abu Dhabi now in preparation for the 3 T20s against Pakistan. So good to see those boys in the Aussie lineup.
And Jake Lehman, the captain of South Australia.
Yeah.
How proud are the Lehmans and Big Boof?
Yeah, Big Boof's very proud. He was in town the other night. I was meant to catch up with him, but I didn't get the leave pass from the missus, unfortunately, because I played golf in the afternoon. You can't play golf and have a beer either. You know,
what type of
day,
captain are we talking about here, please?
He's got a little bit like his old man, like just reads the game well. He's he trained the house down during the preseason, and I think his leadership skills are really developed over the last 12 months. So he's, you know, he's been a bit of a, probably one of the lads, but I think he's been given that feedback that he can be a leader if he wants to be, and he's really taken that on board. And so he captains his first game in first-class cricket tomorrow for the Redbacks. So up against New South Wales, who are out with, haven't got a lot of their stars.
Cummings and Hazelwood are playing a Mickey Mouse game one day at. Why aren't they playing in the Shield game tomorrow against South Australia?
Because it's all about...
Don't you dare say about management.
It's all about management.
What, Jars?
They haven't got enough overs under their belt to be going into a first-class game.
Dennis Lilly, Jeff Thompson played on hard wickets on roads and 45-degree heat. They didn't have a rest or get managed, or you boys can only bowl 2 overs and have 2 weeks off.
It's a little bit like Tex Walker having an interrupted preseason.
But still, Tex still played, half fit and injured. Well, he still played.
But it didn't go down that well, did it?
No, you're making excuses, mate. They should be playing. Well, they should be playing in the Shield game tomorrow.
You have got no idea what's going on behind the scenes.
I know exactly what's going on. These boys should be playing in the Shield tomorrow, not a Mickey Mouse one day.
How long has Pat Cummins been back bowling?
Oh, a couple of months. Yeah, I know he's had a long layoff with some injury, as with Hazelwood. Yeah, well, he has as well.
But so, surely they'd be getting, surely bowling 20 overs, 35 overs here, getting conditions for the test series coming
to,
up.
They need to have bowled enough to go into a first-class game. Right. So
well, you're the expert.
Stephen O'Keefe and Trent Copeland, probably the danger bowlers for New South Wales. Right. But looking forward to that. Yeah. And of course,
good luck, lads.
Yep.
Now.
We wish the Redbacks luck for this season.
Let's talk about the second test against Pakistan.
Yes.
Very lucky to get a draw in the first test. Uzi. He'll stay the opener for the rest of his career now, won't he?
I reckon he might go to... go back to number three.
Mate, he bats better when he opens.
He's got a good record there. He's got a good record, full stop.
And are the Marsh sisters?
Marsh brothers.
Please tell me they'll be dropped for the second test.
No, they won't.
They were abysmal, mate.
The only change that I'm hearing is possibly Mitch Stark, who may be managed. And Brendan Doggett might come in, but I'm pretty confident, Jars. Australia will be unchanged. That test match starting tomorrow.
Oh, I'm going to see my boss. I think I need a rest tomorrow. I'm going to get managed.
Yeah, Jars and Bluey this week. Andrew Jarman and Greg Blewett. We have a call on the line who's got some thoughts for us right now. Chad from South Plympton. How you doing, Chad?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Hey, Chaddles. What's going on, mate?
Oh, I just had a new name for the show for the week. I thought with Greg Blewett coming in, you might need to change it up. So,
what do you want to call it?
We could go the rush hour with Blew It and Blew Out.
You like that? You like that, Chad?
Chad, I want a prize for Chad, please.
Blew It and Blew Out.
What has he got, Shawnee?
Double to the 36ers game against Sydney Kings. That's going to be great. The 36ers doubled the Kings on the weekend. Friday night, the rematch. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Well done, Chad.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Blew It and Blew It.
You know what that means, don't you?
Yeah. Do you, Blue? Don't shake your head, mate. It's radio.
It's Jason Bluey on Triple M. Right now, though, you've got the rush hour. Dale Lewis back next Monday. We've got Blew It and Blew Out, Jars and Bluey this afternoon.
Kids are back at school today, so when you're picking them up, be very, very careful, all right? Mm. Look after the little kiddies. They're going to be excited, all right?
Good
call. It's good the kid's back at school, learning plenty about life. Can I tell you something, Blue and the family, that from time to time I jump on a bit of a bandwagon, okay, Blue?
Mm-hmm.
From time to time, I've found one. I have found one. Usain Bolt. I'm on his bandwagon.
Two goals.
I'm on. There's one of them.
Events like that happen so close together. Usain Bolt now brings it down and hits it. And the Jamaican juggernaut scores his first goal for a professional side.
Mate, I know it was a trial game. I know 6,000 fans turned up to watch him. He kicked two goals in that trial game. I reckon he's the real deal. I think he's going to be the best thing for the A-League in a long, long time because I feel that the A-League the last couple of years has just played out. There's been no excitement. Would that be fair?
That is fair. At least it's given it a little bit of credibility as well, Jars. That move from Usain to come over to Australia, play for the Central Mariners, a couple of goals. So it just... Because everyone thinks, he's just giving it a bit of a crack and it's a bit of a, just
Mickey pump
the
competition.
Yeah, because he's getting paid a lot. How long are you going to stick with him for?
I'm going to go all the way with him.
Do you reckon he's going to play during the season proper?
I'm telling you, they've got to play him. And they've got to play him a half. Just start playing him a half in the real stuff. Because there's something there. I had a good look at that game. And, mate, I loved it. I think there's something there.
I'd go to watch. I just want to see him run.
Mate, 6 million people will watch him if he plays his first game. That's the mail. That's 6 million people. That's 6 million people watching our competition. If Usain Bolt, they reckon they'll get 20,000 if he's selected. Now I don't know if he's got a contract yet. I think there's still a couple of weeks, even though the season's been launched today in the A-League. Mate, and they're playing Brisbane Roar this weekend, so that's their local derby up there. I'd play him on the bench.
I saw him miss ahead of that game.
25,000, 30,000 there, what?
I reckon he missed ahead of that game as well, so he could have had
three. Yeah, he's a little bit fumbly.
Hey, talk about bandwagons. What about our boys, Adelaide United? Are you on them or are you off them?
Because
you're on and off all the time. So are you new season, are you on or you're off?
Look, I'm going to probably go down Friday night. and sit on the Triple M couch and watch the boys take on Sydney FC. We'll catch up with someone this week from Adelaide United. New look side. Exciting times ahead.
New owners.
But I can't commit at this stage.
Why you can't?
Well, I'm not. I'm not. I need to have a good look at the side first before I jump back on.
Right.
Right. Okay. 36s I'm on. Redbacks. Redbacks.
Yep.
I haven't decided yet.
Well, you haven't decided
No, I haven't. Okay.
Right, okay. Didn't you want to come down to training and have a trundle?
I will be coming
down
with my boots.
Unless you're on at the start of the season.
Oh, what? Well, you're in charge, eh? You're in charge.
So,
Blue, are you with me with the Usain Bolt? I'm on the bandwagon. I'm on his bandwagon. No, so stay with me, family. No, come with me because I reckon it's going to be exciting times.
I love the great man, but I'm not. No, I'm not on that bandwagon.
Mate, bring him on. Play him. Let's get going with this stuff. Mate, the A-League needs the Bolter. He's the circuit breaker we need.
Bluey, how many weeks do you reckon this is going to last?
1.5
Don't put me under pressure. Don't. I'm on.
It's the Rush Hour. The Rush Hour with Charles and Bluey this afternoon on 104.7 Triple M.
Hey, Blue, just before we finish up, bit of trade news happening around the country. So obviously we're still waiting on some of the bigger names to get to trader Tommy Scully, obviously Chatty Wingard. We spoke to traders earlier in the show. So there's still plenty of big names trying to find football clubs. But Justin Reid, the Adelaide Crows list manager, this is what he said about on trading picks.
We're open-minded. Obviously, there's a fair bit of play out. We've got the next 3 days. And then we've got, as Paul just said, we can trade picks up until the 16th of November, then live trading on draft night. Yep. So the longer it goes, Lethers tells me the higher the value pick four is. So we'll just see how that goes.
Obviously, they're trying to do a deal with the St Kilda Footy Club to get pick four. That means they want to get one of the South Australian boys.
That'd be handy.
Very handy.
That'd be so handy.
Blue. And this next one, this is Justin Cripps talking about Port Adelaide.
Hawthorn have pushed out Ryan Burton, who's currently in Las Vegas. We've obviously had to try and arrange some medical staff to fly over there, and it didn't take long. I certainly need to twist their arms. So we've got about 5 or 6 full-time medical staff, and they were all fighting about who was going.
Jason Cripps.
Trying to go
first
to Vegas.
First mistake for the week.
Not trying to all go to Vegas.
Yeah,
I'll do it. I'll do it. What about that, though? Even that chat, Jazz, saying they've pushed out. Just that. It just doesn't sit well with me. You know, contracted and all this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel for that young man who's overseas as well on a holiday, and now he's having to do all these medicals as well in his time off.
Look, it's the landscape now, mate. Contracts are worthless. They're worthless in today's game.
It doesn't make it right, though.
It doesn't make it right, but that's our competition. You know, you want to bring those. You want to bring in the trade. You want to bring in the bloody draft. That's what's
going on. And the AFL love it because it's just AFL talk.
It's carnage at the moment.
Season finished 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we're, you know, AFL's still where it is.
Adelaide Crows going forward. They're changing their landscape in terms of how they trade and how they draft, and they're going to just focus on South Australian talent. They're probably going to focus a bit more on Victorian country boys, not so much on the Victorian metro boys, because they're a little bit sooky la-la, miss home, where the country boys have got a little bit more.
Yes. I like that. I like it.
And, you know, Tasmania, Darwin. So they'll focus on those type of areas to recruit, knowing that these boys will stay and commit longer term. Then when you get some of these, you know, WA boys tend to, you know, get a little bit homesick, and obviously the country, the Victorian lads, more so in the metropolitan area, all want to go home.
And maybe if, you know, Lukosius and Rankin, if we can't get them to one of the Adelaide teams, then vice versa, hopefully they might disappear for a couple of years, and then somehow we get them back.
But you'd like loyalty. Where is it?
No. Well, there's none because
it doesn't happen
like
in cricket, does it?
Club,
no, it doesn't happen in Shield cricket, does it?
But it's happening more now, though. Like we're trying to develop more of our own players as well.
Yeah,
so
I've noticed that, you've been doing that for about 3 or 4 years now, which is a credit. Yep. So
it's happening a bit in Big Bash, though, isn't it? There's lots of that movement around with the players.
Not so much with WA. Yeah. They play most of their players per scorches.
Maybe do your homework on
Jane
that one,
Kennedy, McMalloy next.